Getting you set for week five of the high school football season. Big Class 5A matchup going on between Sioux City East and Ankeny. Taking a look at it from the Sioux City East side with head coach Mike Winkelpleck. Coach, you know, 4-0 on the year. You had a thrilling week three overtime win over Bishop Heelan. You come back last week with a dominant win over Sioux City West. How are we feeling right now about how things have gone thus far?
Good. I mean, kids are working hard. Obviously, the goal each and every week is 1-0, you know. So, through 4 weeks, that's each week we've taken care of business, and the kids are working hard. We're healthy, and looking forward to this week.
I know this is a team that coming into the year returned a lot of talent, so maybe had some expectations to start strong like you guys have. But you've been tested a couple games. Played a really good Norwalk team to a close game, and then, of course, that overtime thriller with Bishop Heelan. How important has it been to have those challenges and to be tested the way that you guys have thus far?
I think it's important, and I think it's important through some games to face some adversity and some things that didn't go right, you know, just to kind of see the character of your team and the leadership step in and the growth of some of those guys and things like that. So, I mean, obviously through 4 weeks we're battle tested a little bit, but this is going to be a big game for us, and it's a great quality opponent.
You know, on the offensive side, looks like you guys have been able to be pretty balanced this year. What are you liking offensively through four games?
I think you just said it right there, that we're balanced. I mean, I think years previous, I think we kind of chucked it around a little bit more than we were able to run the football. And I feel like our offensive line and our offensive line coach has done a really nice job with kind of changing up some of the schematics and schemes that we do this year a little bit. And I think we've been able to rely on the run a lot more, you know, and I think it kind of opens up the pass and stuff like that. So we're just going to see what the defense gives us and kind of go from there.
You know, defensively, I know, you know, you had that shootout game with Bishop Heelan in week three, but I mean, they're a really good team and they're going to score points on a lot of teams. Then you come back and you pitch a shutout the next week. How important was that for the defense to lock in and have a performance like that?
Yeah, realistically, we only gave up 14 points against Heelan. You know, we blocked a field goal that gets picked up and they score a touchdown. They return an interception for a touchdown, you know, so it's 28-28 at the end of regulation. And then obviously the two touchdowns in overtime and stuff. So if you look at the whole game and all that, you know, it's really the defense only gave up 14 points in that game in regulation. So, I mean, obviously I think our defense is playing well and stuff like that. So, I mean, things are going to happen and teams are going to get some plays here and there. So I think you just got to move on and play each play, one play at a time.
Now let's look to this matchup Friday night against Ankeny. You know, a big challenge for your team to go on the road there. Early thoughts on them and what you're seeing from the Hawks?
Well, obviously they got a lot of talent. You know, they got returning first-team All-State running back as well. You know, they're well-coached. They're physical. They're going to fly around on defense. You're going to play a CIML school at their place, you know. So, obviously, they got great tradition. We went down there 3 years ago in the playoffs, first round, you know, had a nice tight game against them down there. I haven't seen them since. But, you know, week in and week out, they're playing a tough schedule. So, they're going to be ready to go, and it's a really good quality football team.
Yeah, and, you know, with this matchup, where do you feel you guys can have your successes on Friday night?
I think we just got to be within ourselves, play within ourselves. Don't try to do too much, you know. Just take it one play at a time. Just take what the defense gives us, you know. If the box is thin, we got to run the ball. And if they're dropped in coverage and stuff like that, you know, we got to win some one-on-one matchups. And we just got to play Black Raider football and be smart, stay ahead of the chains, not kill ourselves with penalties or anything like that. We got to be smart. We got to be disciplined, you know.
What would you say is turnovers and penalties are always going to be a big part of it. The biggest key outside of those two things for your team on Friday night is what?
We got to be able to get lined up. We got to be able to tackle and be physical.
Looking forward to it. Mike Winkelpleck, head football coach at Sioux City East. Coach, appreciate the time today and best of luck on Friday.
Yeah, thanks, Trevor. Appreciate it, man.